Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to welcome everyone to their 2017 events. The current exhibit is Art of the Story, which runs until January 21st. There's still time for the chair exhibit, Chairs and Conversation, that will be ongoing until March. Mark your calendars and get ready to laugh at Comedy and Cocktails on January 20th. This year's stage performance will include jazz productions by various groups and magic shows by Sean McMaster. The artist studios are open to the public every first Saturday of the month and by appointment. As many as 40 artists welcome visitors into their studios to watch them create. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit art and cultural destination at the heart of Old Town Camarillo. Studio Channel Islands Art Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information and to learn about becoming a member, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. The Rubicon Theater Company presents the play Golf View Drive, the third and final play in the Nybrock Trilogy by Arlene Hutton, which began with The Last Train to Nybrock and continued to acclaim with Sea Rock City. The trilogy follows May and Raleigh, an attractive young couple from Kentucky, who meet, fall in love, marry, and face the challenges of small-town life during World War II. In Golf View Drive, we flash forward to 1953 Florida, where the arrival of turbulent events just outside May and Raleigh's door threaten their sunny, comfortable existence. Their love and devotion are put to the test when they must make unconventional decisions in a rapidly changing world, reshaping their idyllic 1950s lifestyle. Golf View Drive opens on January 25th through February 12th, Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. Let's get it started in
here. Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back. And the reason I say welcome back is because we've been here for a whole nother hour, and we start our shows all the time at 6 o'clock, starting your day in a positive way. Well, I'm excited for our next hour, and of course, Michael Blazer is right here in the studio with us. Good morning, and welcome,
good
and
morning,
thank you so
Kim,
much
how
for
are you?
great. Good. Another amazing day, and then we've got Kathy Costas coming in, and of course, she is from FMB Wealth Management. So we're gonna be talking about, I call it our responsible list. You know, even when I first met you, it was like, how many times do we leave money on the table or in our investments? And you were talking about our home is our biggest
right.
investment usually we make, right? And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. I'm excited to do that. I do want to also remind anybody that is just tuning in for the first time, we love your phone calls. We want to share all of our great sponsorships because that's what makes our show possible. And I love that. They're in all of our newsletters. So we want to make sure that you get a newsletter because it downloads all to their own website. So you can find out a little bit more about with them and how to do business with them. Also, our phone number here, we love to give back to our listeners. So call in, and that number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Those are more places to win. And for any reason you can't stay to listen to our show, you can always go on our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. You can download it on your own phone and listen on your own time. So all of our shows are there. So with that, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Let's start off with One Woman, Sex and the City, a parody on love, friendship, and shoes. It's at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, and it's happening February 10th. We also have a whole lot of fun on the hard court, and that is the original Harlem Globetrotters. You're going to love this, and they are playing in the Southland area throughout L.A., and Kim has tickets. How about the Los Angeles Zoo? We will get you off to the zoo with the family, and you'll have a great time there. Rubicon Theater right here in town, Gulf View Drive, and that's the third and final play in the Nybrock Trilogy, another big hit from the Rubicon. We have Flappers Comedy Club and Restaurant in beautiful downtown Burbank. Kim will get you laughing, and you'll go to this great restaurant and comedy club. How about President Reagan's birthday celebration? That is happening February 6th, a big party at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, a wonderful place to go any time of the year. Think about that. On his birthday, February 6th. And finally, a little food for you, Urbane Cafe, best known for handcrafted sandwich and fire-baked bread, located Thousand Oaks, Oxnard. That is the Urbane Cafe.
Perfect. And let's just start off with Globetrotter tickets. That is the Harlem Globetrotter tickets. And talk about action-packed with ball handling, wizardly. You know, it's funny. I just had an interview with one of them, and my God, I asked him if they're competitive, and he said competitive togetherness. I like it. It's all about team, you know. So they're all working together for the same cause, and he's so inspirational. They're great. So we'd love to give some of those away. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right, I'd love to start our show. I always love to start with a little bit of inspiration, and of course, time has a wonderful way of showing us what really matters. And sometimes, you know, I heard this from somebody, and they said, if you just wait 5 minutes, you know, when you're anxious or you're trying, you got to make a decision, wait 5 minutes and the right answer, something will change, a phone will ring, something will happen. And so when we think we have to make that decision, wait 5 minutes. You know, and just kind of relax. So anyways, well, Michael, I'm so glad you're here. Happy New Year, and welcome back
Thank
to our
you.
Show. And tell us a little bit. You've got some big changes in your life and in your career, in your business. Tell us a little bit about Primary Residential Mortgage.
Right. Well, I recently, our entire branch affiliated with Primary Residential Mortgage, PRMI is the acronym. They are a company that's based out of Salt Lake City, Utah. They've been in business for over 20 years, and they rank in the top 10 nationally in terms of the amount of loans we close. Last year, we did $7 billion in new mortgages.
Not very much, huh?
Yeah, not very much.
Wow.
So the Westlake Village office was, I believe it's office number 302 in the country. We're licensed in 49 states. New York is the only exception. It's tough to get licensed there.
Yeah.
And, you know, our team has hit the ground running. We are, we're doing mortgages. We have great products and services, great pricing, and more than anything else, we offer service second to none.
That's great. And now, what is the motto of their company?
Well, the motto is where the primary focus is you.
I like
so
that.
So that is, you know, we do loans like, I could talk about $7 billion in loans, but we do them one at a time.
Right.
So,
and everything is individual, right? I mean,
exactly.
We all have our own agenda and how we've lived our life. And so you have to take all those things into consideration.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So now what do you think the forecast for the interest? And of course, you know, I'm asking that like you have a, you know, your
crystal
own little
ball.
Bit.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
All wish that. Right. But what about for the immediate future and you know?
Well, it's funny that you say that because I've actually been telling people for 6 months to either buy a home or refinance now because interest rates are going up in the future.
Right.
And
I mean, it's kind of a given, right?
Saying that back in June of last year.
I remember,
yeah. So some listened, some didn't. But yeah, interest rates are probably going to move higher in the future. Not outrageously high, but they are going to move up from here. Janet Yellen, Fed chairperson, has already announced multiple increases in the Fed funds rate between now and 2019. And not that that controls the mortgage interest rates directly, but it does influence where the direction in which rates are going.
Wow. And so is it still, I know they've gone up a little bit, but is this still world records of being low?
Oh, yeah. I've been in this business for 4 decades.
Yes.
And through that period of time, I remember interest rates being as high as 17%.
Can you even imagine that?
Yeah.
I know.
I did loans at 17%. Most of my career was spent in the 9 to 10% range. And when it went from 10 to 9.5, people thought they died, went to heaven, you know, single digit interest
rates.
And
now it's down to 4.
It was even lower than that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still very, very low, just off slightly the all time low. But.
So, Michael, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking with Michael Blaser, primary residential mortgage. If you need your house refinanced or you're just looking to buy a house and you haven't already got your loan, Michael is the man for you. And really, you know, you talk about all the experience that you have. I mean, you've probably dealt with everything that you could possibly think of. Michael, let's give out your phone number.
Oh, sure.
805-796-6453.
That's my cell phone. And that's actually the best number to reach me on because I'm not always sitting at my desk at the office. So.
Okay. Or they can go to your website, which is on your commercials.
Right. MikeForLoans.com. It doesn't get any easier than that.
It really doesn't get any easier.
It doesn't matter whether you spell it F-O-R or the number 4. I own all those URLs.
Oh,
so it all
you are very smart.
Place.
I like that.
Even if you go to Michael for Loans, it will come to me. So.
Nice. Yeah, okay. You got some, that experience really counts,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to come right back at you. So what are some of the anticipated changes for the mortgage industry in the near and long term future?
Well, clearly the push right now is for purchase mortgages. Going forward, people should be, anyone who's thinking about buying a home should be putting a plan in place right now to position themselves to qualify for a mortgage to buy a home. It's not a God-given right to be able to step up to the plate and buy a home.
Right.
You have to qualify. And to do that, many people, including self-employed people, have to put a plan together as to how they're going to achieve the maximum qualification scenario so that they can ease into a home.
Do you help them put a plan together? Say I came to you and I'm like, Michael, I really want to buy a house, but I've never done this before. What would be?
Absolutely. You know, we run a credit report. We take a look and see what your obligations are. We look at your cash assets, see where they're positioned, any other real estate you might own. And we put a plan together that actually structures, and sometimes it can be income too, structures maybe over 6 months, what we have to do to position you to qualify for a mortgage.
Right. Right. Tom, you and I were talking about that a little bit, a while ago, and how, you know, if you're, you know, your own boss or how you need to position yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how much some people think that they don't want to show a lot, or how does that help you?
Well,
how does that hurt you?
Yeah.
Or?
So unfortunately, in the mortgage world today, if you're self-employed, you're penalized to some extent because unlike the W-2 wage earner who simply has to show their gross income, as a self-employed individual, you start off with your gross income, your gross sales, but then you subtract from that the cost of getting there. And your accountant, many accountants are very aggressive for self-employed individuals, and they show little or no income at the end of the day. So you can't qualify if you don't have any income. So and we take 2 years averages for that.
It's ironic, even with salespeople who are on commission, it's always, you know, tracking everybody's commission over time. And, you know, some of the hardest working people will have that difficulty. So
it's
really a tough thing to say, you being self-employed
over your end.
And it's
exactly.
We thought we were really successful.
Right.
Why the heck can't I buy a house?
Yeah, well, and then sometimes you're like, oh, you don't qualify. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but then, you know, so is it worth buying a new car? You know, I mean, that was one of the things we talked about, right? Is it worth buying the new car or is it worth getting a loan?
Right. Well, that's the number one thing. You have to plan. If your aspiration is to get a loan, whether you're buying or refinancing, then you should plan for that, particularly as a self-employed person. Tell your CPA, look, I need to be able to pay some taxes, not only because it's the right thing to do, but because I need that income on the bottom line of my tax return to qualify.
Right, so, right. So what would be some of the steps that you know, our listeners could take right now, you know, if they're looking at, you know, okay, 2017, this is the year I want to make sure I reach some of my goals, and you know, maybe I either, you know, haven't made enough money or I've overpurchased, you mm-hmm. know, how do you start to set that up?
Well, it's comprehensive because it involves assets, income, and credit. And if there are credit issues, for example, if people have credit issues, then we need to work on getting those fixed up first and foremost so that their scores rise. They need to position liquid capital so they have down payment funds, and they need to work their income in such a way. I, for example, I did a loan for a hairdresser. Typical, right?
Yeah.
Cash business, bottom line of her Schedule C and her tax returns, very little income. She has to bite the bullet, report some earnings, pay some taxes, and we can use that income to qualify. So you have to position yourself. And sometimes that means doing things that you're not comfortable with, but you have to do it in order to get in that house. Once you get the house, once you get the loan, you go back to your old ways. That's fine.
Right, right. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us? And
sure.
We'll continue on this talk. I'd love to give something away right now. And how about Urbane Cafe? And if you haven't ever been to any of their locations, oh my God, they're really good. Their salads, their bread, their whole fire-baked bread and sandwiches are amazing. So I've got a gift certificate for you right now. Call us at 805-419-0084-190008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
The Rubicon Theater Company presents the play Golf View Drive, the third and final play in the Nybrock Trilogy by Arlene Hutton, which began with The Last Train to Nybrock and continued to acclaim with Sea Rock City. The trilogy follows May and Raleigh, an attractive young couple from Kentucky who meet, fall in love, marry, and face the challenges of small-town life during World War II. In Golf View Drive, we flash forward to 1953 Florida, where the arrival of turbulent events just outside May and Raleigh's door threaten their sunny, comfortable existence. Their love and devotion are put to the test when they must make unconventional decisions in a rapidly changing world, reshaping their idyllic 1950s lifestyle. Golf View Drive opens on January 25th through February 12th, Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we love to give back something. And I've got Kathy, you're going to love this. Kathy Costas just walked in the studio, and we're going to be talking with her too. And of course, she is from M. I'm like, I just lost all my stuff here. She is from FMB Wealth, and we're going to be talking about what she does. But One Woman Sex in the City is over at the Thousand Oaks theaters there at Civic Arts Plaza. So we're going to be giving away tickets. And so I'd love to share those with everybody. It's February 10th at 7 p.m. And call in right now at 805-419-0084. And we were talking about it. It's all about love, friendship, and shoes. Are you a shoe lady?
You know what? I'm not.
You're not. See?
I know,
okay.
It's weird.
No,
but I'm
it's
not.
All good. It's all good. But I love that. We were talking about Michael Blazer's wife. She's a purse lady.
She's the purse lady.
I know. Yeah. So, anyways. All right. So, we are excited. We're in the kind of the midst of really trying to figure out a loan for somebody. And it's interesting. We were talking in our break, and so many people, when they go to buy a house, you're saying instead of calling up the realtor, call up you first, because
right.
you want to make sure that, you know, you can't go backwards, right?
Correct. The process starts with me. People
okay.
don't really understand that a good realtor won't even entertain an offer from you to buy a house, or let alone probably drive you around town and showing you homes until you've been pre-approved
and
for the mortgage
and
that
you know,
you
it's so silly because you're absolutely right. I mean, it's like, why didn't you even think of this? You
exactly.
know, if you, it's almost like having, okay, I got my money. I'm all good.
Right.
Now where can I buy?
Right.
You wouldn't walk into a department store, would you, unless you had money and you,
right.
you had.
We encourage the realtors to actually submit the letter of pre-approval with the offer right up front. So the seller knows, oh, this guy's already been pre-approved
yeah,
for a loan.
Yeah, this is a serious buyer.
Serious buyer. Back in the day, we used to even submit the earnest money deposit right up front, too. But,
wow.
That's how you need to stand apart in the market.
Yeah.
Many times there's multiple offers. You need to stand apart, head and shoulders above those, and you'll do that with a pre-approval letter in the offer itself.
Wow, I like that. And so, I mean, that kind of makes sense, because what if you get your hopes up about a house and then you might not qualify, or you can't, the banks are really slow, and
right?
So you've done all your homework ahead of time.
Right.
Give out your phone number one more time. That's a great idea.
Yeah, 805-796-6453. That's 805-796-MIKE-6453.
I like that. Oh, is that Mike too?
Yes.
Oh, brother. Okay, he's thought about it all. I love that. So let me ask you a question. You know, when you go into a bank and you're trying to get a loan from them, when you have to do all the work, you're trying to figure it all out,
right.
they just give it to you and you make
well,
it happen,
yeah, that's
right?
the thing. Banks, the typical retail bank is a vertical integration sales organization. They're all about selling checking, savings, investment, insurance, wealth management, you name it. That's where their money sources are. They use the loan process, which is a debt, simply to get customers in the door. So their people are not trained. They're not sophisticated. They have a special kind of license that's just under a federal umbrella. Those people haven't really gone through significant training. And like I said, they are vertically integrated sales organizations. They're looking to sell a multitude of products, whereas PRMI is simply a mortgage banking firm. Mortgages is all we do, and we do it very well.
So a long time ago, my dad gave me this advice is, you know, find the person that specializes in whatever you need and use them.
Right.
I mean, right.
Would you
know,
go to a generalist to have brain surgery?
Never.
You probably
yeah.
want to go to a neurosurgeon.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's the same concept.
And that really makes a lot of sense. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking with Michael Blazer, and we're talking about primary residential mortgage. And of course, that is where Michael is, and he can offer you so many amazing, unique programs. Can you talk about what's unique and what's different and what you actually specialize in?
Well, we have conventional loans and government, FHA and VA loans. We have a delegated jumbo program, which is terrific because it allows us to make the decision on the jumbo loans. And we have 203K, which is a rehab loan, and we have even reverse loans for people who are 62 and older.
Talk a little bit about that with the reverse loans, because I know that a lot of people have started doing those. And, you know, I guess if you don't want to leave any money in your home for your children or your family, which, you know, now that my mom passed away, it's like, I wish she would have, like, lived her life to the fullest, you know? I mean, because I think that was, like, our generation that we used to think we have to take care of our kids. They better get at their own jobs and get themselves together, you know?
Reverse mortgages are started off with a bad rap. People thought they were going to lose their home and all this stuff. And now people have come to recognize that they really do add value to one's life. I put my own mother-in-law in a reverse mortgage a few years back.
And you like her? No, yeah. I'm just kidding. Were you
saying?
And she has been able to live her life traveling and without the burden of a $3,000 a month mortgage payment that she once had. And she's been traveling, and she's seen the world, and, you know, it's been a great thing.
So that's great. Okay.
You know, for a lot of people, they're especially Southern California, their biggest asset is that home. And the reverse mortgage in the right scenario allows you to monetize that asset in a very real way and get the real value out of it, which is at the time that you need that cash flow and that income. So
right.
It can be a really great tool. You know, people can be asset rich and cash poor, and this is a good way to monetize without having to completely sell the property. But, you know, Michael has a great tool to help people do that.
Yeah, there you go. Now, is there, can you do that on rentals too? Can you?
No.
So it has to be your primary
home. Residence.
Okay,
right.
Yeah. Is there any negative to it that you know of?
The principal balance of what you owe is going to rise with each and every month that passes. It's the ultimate negative amortization loan. In other words, the balance just keeps growing. But right now, we're in a booming housing cycle where values are escalating. Ventura County is probably going up 5% a year, probably minimum. So it's actually now you're still building wealth by owning a home, even with a reverse, because the value of the home keeps rising.
Wow. Okay, great. So with the ever-increasing complexity of the mortgage process and the increasing of homes, how are regular folks expected to buy a home? And, you know, I mean, like, what do you think this, I know we talked about and you stressed it in the very beginning of this is the time.
Right.
I mean, you know, is there anything else that that we should be doing? You know, of course, our baby boomers, okay, mm-hmm. are maybe able to, you know, a lot of them want to either downsize. But
right.
why would you downsize when you have to pay the same amount for the home that you might have already, correct?
Right, yeah, you
so
should.
So talk to us a little bit about that.
You should sell your big home if you're a empty nester and buy something smaller that's less expensive. Theoretically, you're putting a little money in your pocket, or you're getting a very small mortgage so that you have a large equity base to draw on in the future if you so need those funds.
Right.
So.
And I guess, is it after 55 or is it, what is it when you can pay the same taxes on?
Yes. Yes. After 55,
55,
one time, you can pay the same taxes going forward. So if you have a very low tax base, you can carry that to the next property.
Mm, Great. Okay. And is there anything else that we've missed that can really help our listeners, become and able to afford to either, you don't have to afford to refinance, do you?
No. Well, you have to qualify, obviously. But now people have equity in their home again. There was once a time after the Great Recession that everyone's equity was pretty much wiped out. But now that equity is back, and if you had tried to refinance a couple of years back and couldn't do it because you didn't have enough equity, now you most likely do have the equity. The rates have gone up slightly, but it's still a great time to reposition, pay off credit cards, any other miscellaneous debt that's non-tax deductible. We have a lot of people who have home equity lines of credit that are resetting, recasting right now. They got the line 10 years ago. Suddenly, they're surprised with a letter that your home equity line of credit is now going to recast over the next 20 years. With what that means is you're going to have a very high principal and interest payment going forward on that home equity line of credit. So it'd be a great time to refinance the first and that home equity line of credit together and get one new low fixed rate loan going forward.
And then a new equity line that has a zero balance,
right? You can always
right?
get an equity yeah. line with a zero balance after the fact, right?
Right, right. And now, just really quick, interest rates, okay, is it still traditionally the best interest rate to do 30-year? Or if you've paid your house down and some, maybe you only have 15 years, you wouldn't want to go and refinance and do a 30-year, would you?
Well, you might, because you could always repay the loan in 15 years if you so desire. So it gives you the option of paying the 15-year amortization, or if money gets a little tight, you can revert back to the 30-year amortization. So you pay a fractional interest rate higher for that privilege, but I think it's a great option to have.
Yeah, go for it.
What about people who throw the extra $150, $200 towards mm-hmm. principal? A practical, is that?
It's practical as long as it's discretionary money that you might just go and blow anyway. Might as well build equity with it, pay down that mortgage. It's a great concept.
And sure. So in a 30-year, does that take you back 4 years, 5 years?
Yeah, that's a great question, because
I was told to do that no matter what. Yeah. Always, if it's yeah. $50 or $100.
Yeah, it'll reduce your stream of payments about 3 to 4 years over a 30-year period. It's not huge, but it helps. It's nice.
And then the other thing going into the fine, would it be better to take that $200 and put it in an IRA or so? So I always look at, if you have this extra $300 a month, what do you do with it?
There you go.
I would rather buy high-end boutique beers. But probably my better effort would be to do something here.
Well, I would consult with Kathy. She's the expert on the extra $300.
I know. And that's it. We're actually a great question for you, Kathy. What's your thought on that?
It really depends on your situation. You know, it's pretty unlikely you're going to be in the same home for 30 years. You're much more likely to sell it after 10 years. I don't know if it's 7, 8, 10 years, something like that,
is the average time
you're in a household. So we do a cash flow on that and say, okay, is that going to be better bang for your buck in home equity, or is it better served investing it in a different way? So it's very, it's kind of case specific. The old idea of paying down that mortgage so that you retire and you have no mortgage is great if you're going to be in that same house, but it that's not always the case. So it kind of depends. And one thing I wanted to add to Michael, you mentioned briefly, Kim, about kind of first-time home buyers. And as wealth managers, we always work with our young folks to get into that real estate market, because especially in Southern California, it is an amazing investment. And once you get in, it continues on. And I think sitting with Michael, people might be surprised, A, what they can afford, especially given our rental market here. Rents here are incredibly high. And when you do the math with Michael, he's going to sit down and figure out what you can afford in a mortgage payment. And guess what? Because you get a tax break on the interest, you may actually have more cash flow per month.
I'm so glad you actually mentioned that, because that's a huge thing, because so many people think that they're paying rent and they could actually be owning their home.
They really could. And afford something that they didn't think maybe they could. And that's what, the pre-qualification process of that is also of, you know, Michael's going to counsel you on what you can afford so that when you're out there looking, you know. But sometimes I think people are surprised at what they might be able to accomplish.
Yeah, and rents right now are so high it's probably just, it could be an amazing wash, and you're now you're the ownership of, you know, the owner of some Grace House. I do want to actually move right on over to you, Kathy, and of course, Kathy Costas, FMB Wealth Management. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and I'm so glad that you're here. This is like a perfect marriage between, you know what I mean? Well, because one is so many times we have to plan, and that's what you do, and yet life happens to us, right?
There you go.
Okay, and so then we kind of have to replan, and that's kind of where you're at.
Yeah, so, well, thanks for having me, Kim. It's wonderful. And Michael, I know and trust him. He's a wonderful guy. So anyone who's in the mortgage need, please go to him.
Thank you.
We are certified financial planners. We're an investment advisory firm. So I have my quote-unquote normal clients who are just folks like, you know, I send to Michael trying to make a long-term financial plan. But my passion and my heart is being a certified divorce financial analyst. Which is a very long a sentence and title, but I think it sort of boils down to being a financial advocate for someone going through a divorce. And as I said to you earlier, Kim, I'm really glad we're doing this today.
Yeah, you said unfortunately, but you know what? It doesn't, and let me let my listeners in. You know, after the holidays, a lot of people stay together for the holidays.
Absolutely.
And they just, or, you know, another one is, you know, and I have some really good friends that, you know, they just took their kids to college, and then all of a sudden they go, you know what? This is like, I don't want this anymore. And you're like, are you kidding? This is our time now. And, you know, and so, you know, I love what you do. And I know that you've had your own journey. And that's why, you know, we all kind of do something that gives back. And this is your give back. So I appreciate that.
Yes, absolutely. That's sort of what steered me in this direction. Honestly, my personal divorce journey took 6 years. I call it the soups to nuts divorce. Everything from wage garnishment to restraining orders to custody evaluation, you name it, we did it all. And at the end of that, I thought, you know, there's got to be a way to take this experience and make it into something positive, be able to help other folks through it. So that's kind of how, where my fire and my passion comes from, is my own experience. But now, having done this for years, you know, I sit next to my clients with virtually experience in hundreds of divorces. And my partner at FMB, Evan Miller, he and I both, between
Which
the
we
two
miss
of us.
Him, okay.
Know,
he actually had
to. He was called away for a client. But yeah, so between the two of us, we've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we sit there counseling folks so that they don't make the same mistakes. And also, as importantly, it's about being creative. You know, the adage of work smarter, not harder. So in a divorce, you know, a lot of times it's contentious, and your family and friends say, oh, you really got to fight. Well, I'd rather fight smarter than fight harder, because at the end of the process, often if you have children, you are still a family and you still need to work together. So if we can find ways to creatively structure asset division and cash flow, so the money flowing in, if we can do that in a way that everyone feels comfortable, then all the better. So that's really what we're in there doing, is evaluating what do you have now, what do you really want at the end of the process, and then
and
when
you say that, let me just even like, let's just stop right there. What do you really want? A lot of times we just are like, we want our house, we want to make sure everything stays, and then all of a sudden you're like, do I really want this house? Wait a minute, you know, and now you fought so far. So going to you and having somebody that can kind of, you know, almost, you know, take all of their knowledge and, you know, be able to reflect on your life, because in a time like that, you're not thinking at your smartest and you're not at your best, you know. And like you said, a lot of times you're getting, you know, somebody in your ear going, you take him for everything, or you take her, you know. It's like you're not even in your, you're just not in your right mind. And so that's where you kind of go, okay, give me the real facts here, because a lot of times, and I always tell everybody to wait a year. You know, I'm a hair therapist, so I deal with lot of women and a lot of men that have gone through this, and, you know, they're in a panic. Mm-hmm. And we do things that we don't always want in a panic. And so therefore, you know, it's like, just wait. Just wait this out, you know, even, and I don't know, how long do you suggest? Because if they have a year, a lot of times it's like kind of the dust has settled if they have that time. And then they can make some logical decisions.
Well, I think that very first step is extremely important. And a lot of my clients will come to me in the planning. I think I want to, or I think I need to have a divorce. And we'll sit down and look at, okay, what's your situation right now? What is it likely to look like post-divorce? Is that really what you want? And then from there, you know, that first move, some people run off and hire the first attorney that they meet. And that may be a really bad fit for the scenario. Can you go to a mediator? Should you start with counseling? It's very
specific. So that's a perfect, you know, and that was kind of my next question. What is your role in the divorce team? I mean, should they, like buying a house, they would go, you would think you would go with a realtor, but you would go with Michael. If you're thinking of a divorce, would they come to you and saying, oh God, this is what I just got hit with, or this is what I'm looking for because I can't do this anymore? Would they come to you first?
Well, you know, absolutely. I kind of keep a network of professionals to match to scenarios. So the first, we just sit down and say, okay, what's going on? What's happening? And again, having the benefit of hundreds of other divorces, I can apply that to their situation and say, look, I suggest you talk to a mediator. I suggest you go talk to this therapist. I suggest you maybe protect yourself. If the other party is maybe not operating so above board, that there's also a part where maybe you need to file something from a liability point of view, even. So it's sitting down with the benefit of kind of all of our experience and helping guide them as to what the best next step is. I have a number of groups of professionals so that I have at my fingertips. Last night I had a meeting with a group, and one of the lawyers in there says, you know, I love a good fight. I love the contentious. They're really difficult. Other folks are, look, I'd much rather mediate. Let's not, you know. So it's about matching. And that first step, if you fire a shot across the bow that is very agitated, contentious, sometimes it escalates a situation that doesn't necessarily need to go that direction.
I like that. You know what? Yeah. I mean, and less is more. So
usually,
sometimes,
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Kathy, give out your phone number.
It's 805-446 4494, and we are in Westlake Village, and happy to sit. We always, the first meeting is always a consultation, that there's no charge for that. We just want to sit down and find out where you are and see if we're value add. You know, and back to what you said about people have things set in their mind about the house and so forth. A lot of what we do is figuring out, is that a good idea for you? And I work closely with Michael on that situation of, if you're awarded the house, can you get a mortgage?
And sometimes you could, yeah, you'd be working on that in
absolutely.
The meantime, so that you're not hit with like, great, I have the house now. How do I pay
what do
this?
I do?
Yeah, and all of a sudden maybe there's no payments there. Kathy and of course Michael, will you stay with us, because we're going to take a really
sure.
quick break, and
sure.
And then we're going to come back and kind of find out some more about what you guys both do and how you can help our listeners. All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I've got some tickets for you. One. We've got the Los Angeles Zoo, and we've got tickets there. We've got the Harlem Globetrotters, and we've got tickets for that. And then, of course, we have tickets to President Reagan's birthday celebration at Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. And, of course, that is February 6th at 11 o'clock. I'd love to share tickets with that. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we're so grateful that you're here. If you miss any part of our show, you can always go to our podcast, and that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. All you do is download it on your phone, and then you'll be able to take our whole library with you anytime. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who make pink so much more than a color. Act. Donate. Get involved. Be more than pink. Register for the 20th annual Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Go to www.comanlacounty.org/race.
The Rubicon Theater Company presents the play Golf View Drive, the third and final play in the Nybrock Trilogy by Arlene Hutton, which began with The Last Train to Nybrock and continued to acclaim with Sea Rock City. The trilogy follows May and Raleigh, an attractive young couple from Kentucky, who meet, fall in love, marry, and face the challenges of small-town life during World War II. In Golf View Drive, we flash forward to 1953 Florida, where the arrival of turbulent events just outside May and Raleigh's door threaten their sunny, comfortable existence. Their love and devotion are put to the test when they must make unconventional decisions in a rapidly changing world, reshaping their idyllic 1950s lifestyle. Golf View Drive opens on January 25th through February 12th, Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here and tuning in with us every Saturday from 6 to 8, where we start your day in a positive way. And of course, we talk about the brighter side of life. I'd love to give something away right now. I've got Rubicon theater tickets and, of course, Golf View Drive, their third and final play in the Nybrock trilogy. And of course, it's a great play. So I'd love to give a pair of tickets away to that. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're talking right now with Kathy Costas. And of course, we're talking about FMB Wealth Management. And of course, Michael Blazer is here from Primary Residential Mortgage. And we're talking about our responsible list. I guess that we were kind of mentioning before, but Kathy, what she does is she actually, well, you're really a wealth management, so you deal with a lot of couples, but yeah. Then when things go bad, right? I mean, it's a nice fit, because a lot of us, if we're going through a divorce or a relationship separation, and we don't know all of the stuff because maybe we weren't the ones paying the bills, or maybe we weren't the ones, taking care of everything. Sometimes we're at a loss. And not that I'm saying that, one gets more than the other, because I'm really about making sure that, you've had this relationship with this person. But why should you be, isolated from all of your funds when you've worked so hard for it? I mean, we all work so hard. It's just, let's, again, let love and let live, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. So Kathy and Evan's not here right now, but Kathy wants to make sure that what's yours is yours, and that you can be able to live the life that you were still accustomed to and that you worked really hard for, and that maybe you were out there taking care of the kids or taking care of the home and you didn't realize, or vice versa, you were out there, being the breadwinner and things went bad, because life happens to us. I think it's a fallacy. I must have used to live in the world of, forever after. But that doesn't really always work out. And so We need to make sure that we're taken care of and that we're smart about it. We're smart. We're not trying to be sly, but it is, it's reality. I can't tell you how many friends and clients that I have that either one, maybe even they passed away. That's another thing. There's so many things that could happen. And so you want to make sure that you have your I's dotted. And so, you know, that's something. And again, with Michael, the same thing.
It all comes back to planning, doesn't it? It's your assets or your liabilities, it all comes back to planning for the future.
Yeah.
And the smart people will do that.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes we think we wish we could have, should have, would have. Those are probably the worst, you know, scenarios that we want to do. But so, Kathy, tell us about, you know, we talked about really, you talked about a lot of women, and I bet you men too, right? Spousal support.
Absolutely.
But you're saying that that's not always...
Well, it's one of those kind of myths out there, and I actually was talking to a client the other day and kind of going over the aspects of spousal support or alimony, whatever you want to call it, and at the end of it, she said, would you please explain this to my brother and my sister and my friend, because they won't leave me alone, that I am, you know, entitled to this. Well, spousal support or alimony is taxable income to the person receiving it. It's a tax deduction to the person paying it. It often becomes that emotional roadblock where one side digs in their heels and says, I'm not paying support, and the other side says, he owes me support. And what I did for her was calculate $2,000 a month in spousal support, which again is taxable, so it's actually less than $2,000 a month, over 10 years. So it's $240,000 in straight math. I compared that to her getting a lump sum of $200,000 up front, which in a divorce is tax-free money.
So if she
takes that, we invested at a conservative percent, maybe 6% earning, still taking $2,000 out of it for expenses, at the end of 10 years, that $2,000 in spousal support, she's actually negative $13,000 something in taxes that she owes.
Wow.
The pot of money, which was technically less in dollars, right, today, is now worth about $70,000. In after paying the expenses, because it's able to grow while she's drawing from it, and it's not taxable income to her. So being able to show people that, or affordability of keeping the house, or getting half of a pension if you live long enough to collect it, things that people get stuck on, like I say, it's about fighting smarter, not harder, and figuring out, look, this asset is actually better for me long term. And if doing it that way helps you get past something that you're both sort of at odds with, we model it out, we show both sides what it looks like for each of them, how they end up, and it's great to kind of get a resolution on something that people are just really stuck to an ideal, or maybe their family or friends are telling them. So I always say, you know, count on your family and friends for love and support.
They're there to pick you up.
But rely on your team of experts, your attorney. We work as part of a team with attorneys. If you have forensic accountants, and I always tell my clients, the attorneys and the forensic accountants work in today. They're going to tell you in a balance sheet, a spreadsheet, today this is what everything equals in numbers. I'm going to start with today and tell you what it looks like tomorrow in 5 years, 10 years, and 15 years. In very real terms, things like, well, okay, on paper you own the house, that asset's worth $1 million, but in 5 years when you can't get the mortgage or you can't afford the upkeep, this is actually what it looks like to you personally.
So what an amazing experience that you have from this. I mean, and that's what they're paying for.
Absolutely. You know, I've been in situations where I'm sort of a translator, honestly. I sat in a whole day discussion.
And your
discussion.
Calming personality, Kathy, I have to just say, you are just so calming.
Well, thank you.
You really are. So what a perfect scenario to be in this, you know, crazy making relationship, and that, you know, you're kind of just the mediator in a financial mediator.
Really, exactly. And thank you for saying that. And I think, again, it's the benefit that I have of my own experience, but also walking through these scenarios so many times. I get where people are. I get the anger, the resentment, the fear. I get all of that. But I'm also trying to keep my eye on the ball down the road, right?
Because I would want you on my team, I have to tell you.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, ultimately this stuff resolves, life goes on, people remarry, and you want them to emerge healthy emotionally and physically.
And, you know, it's funny that how you say that, life goes on, and I always use that. But when, you know, you don't think about, you'll probably marry again, you'll probably, you know what I mean? Because that is the truth. But in that moment, oh my God, we can't think about it. You know, it's like that trauma that you know, it's like so heavy. We can't make good decisions,
absolutely.
You know? And so, and the same thing with buying a house. At that moment, you feel so overwhelmed. You're like, how am I going to pay these bills? How am I? But it's just, you know, when you do the math and you do the whole thing and you have an expert behind you that has experience, like both of you,
right.
There's nothing better than that. Kathy, give out your phone number. We're almost at the end of our show. We got to have you guys back. I can't wait. So much knowledge right here in my studio. I'm so excited.
Thank you. It's 805-446-4494.
And your website?
It's fmbwealth.com. And if you go to our main site, there's a divorce planning tab. And on that is actually a checklist for before, during, after divorce. You can hear our past show with you, Kim, on there. You can take a listen to that, answer some questions for you. So I think it's a helpful site for most people.
And I wanted to say, even if you're not going through a divorce, call Kathy. I mean, you know, and Evan, I'm telling you, you are going to find some new things out. This new year, new you. And of course, Michael Blazer, definitely, you know, give him a call. This is a time for change. It's the beginning of the first year. I know we're at the end of our show. Thank you so much for listening. I always end all of my shows, Vitality Shows, with happiness. Vitality Shows in not only the ability to persist, but the ability to start over. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
This feeling inside my bones, it goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home, we're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off.